You know, during this time of the year, many people make New Year's resolutions. And that means they decided to make it top priority in their life. And sometimes that lasts a few days, and sometimes it actually happens for the whole year. But today I want to talk to you about a subject. What is your top priority? What is your top priority? I want you to think about this and take this with you. Life is better when we have the right priorities. Turn to your neighbor and say, life is better when we have the right priorities. You know, sometimes some people call it keeping first things first or doing first things first. You know, and that's easy to say, and it's a little harder to do. Anybody ever found that out? You know, as Jesus was talking in the Word of God, he told us what our top priorities should be. And in Matthew 6:33, reading it from the New Living Translation, you know, he told us about a top priority here. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't have the real concerns about other things, because we have to live our life down here. But our top priority comes from Matthew 6:33. The New Living Translation says, seek the kingdom of God above all else, live righteously. He will give you everything you need. Now, the Contemporary English Version says, but more than anything else, put God's work first. Do what he wants. Then the other things will be yours as well. Now, the New Testament for Everyone says, instead, make your top priority God's kingdom and his way of life, and all these things will be given to you as well. Now, he makes the statement here about seeking first God and the things of God and making it a top priority right after he had been talking to them, telling them not to worry about food, clothes, shelter, and the other needs of life. Now, a lot of people, that's their main top priority is food, clothing, shelter, and the concerns of life. Now, it's not that we don't have to be concerned about these, but they cannot be top priority. You know, many people are stressed out over trying just to make it. You know, I think if they would turn some things over to God, they wouldn't be so stressed out, because they're not trying to make it. They're trusting God to help them make it. You know, but some people are obsessed, and their entire life is consumed by trying to make everything perfect in their life, you know, trying to get ahead in life and climb the ladder, as we talk about in the business world. And many times these become the top priority in our lives, and we lose our focus on God and what he wants on us. You know, my son-in-law, Don, you know, he was working for a company, and he was very successful. He quickly climbed the ladder to the different levels in the company. He, as you might say, he was living the American dream. At one point, the company asked him to accept a promotion, and it meant he had to relocate. And after considering this move, he started looking at the lifestyles of those who were already in those positions. and where that promotion would take him. You know, they were working long hours with no time for church, family, or children. There was no time to go to any of their children's events or to do anything for God. That's when he made a decision to change his priorities so he could spend more time with his family. Now he's found another business in which he's very successful. This change enabled him to keep his top priorities right. And this way he can serve God and be with his family. Sometimes people, you need to look at what it's going to cost you if you don't keep your priorities correct. I'm going to tell you, you young people with young children, they're only there for a few years and then they're gone. And like one pastor's son told me, I grew up with him, he said, my dad didn't have time for me because he's too busy preaching, and so now I don't have time for his God. Hey, listen, people. Your priority has to be God and your family. Don't sacrifice any of that for what the world calls success. Success is living for God and providing a godly atmosphere for your home and your children. If you want to make progress in life and make your life count for something, you got to set your priorities and stick with them. Ask yourself this question. What is the most important thing for me to do? Or as you search for the answer, you might say, what is the primary concern that I should have? And that's making God your top priority. We're at the beginning of a new year. This is a great time to evaluate your priorities. I mean, even though everything is going great, there's no crisis, you should still examine your priorities and see if they're where they should be so you can have maximum results from your life as you live it for God. You know, John Mason, he's lives here in Tulsa. He's written a book, several books actually, but the one called An Enemy Called Average. He said, we should do the things we're called to do, the things that are right, with excellence before we start diversifying into other areas. My dad used to say to me, he said, son, don't try to be a jack of all trades and master of none. And that's what a lot of people are trying to do too much. They're trying to be everything. Figure out what you're really good at and then zero in on it. That's after you've made God your top priority. I'm talking to you this morning about things that I believe will help you to have a great life down here on earth. You know, God wants us to have a great life down here. All you got to do is read the Bible. I mean, look at all the patriarchs of the Old Testament, how he made their lives great. Now, did they have some trials and tests? Sure enough, they did. But when they made God their top priority and followed him, they always came out above everybody else. Look at the three Hebrew children and Daniel. They were in captivity. But yet they kept their God first in their lives, and they were promoted above everybody else. Oh, they had to go in the fire. They had to go in the lion's den, but they didn't stay there and they weren't harmed. They were brought out by the God that they made priority in their life. You see, deciding to make God the top priority in your life is the necessary step for real success. Let's look at Philippians 3, 8 and 9 in the New Living Translation. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counted it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my own goodness or ability to obey God's laws, but I trust Christ to save me. For God's way of making us right with him depends on faith. Now we recognize that the Apostle Paul was tremendously successful in his life. And he's the one that wrote these words. The key here is that look what he said here. He said, yes, everything else is worthless compared to the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus as Lord. He said, it's all worthless in comparison. He wasn't saying it was worthless. He said, it is worthless in comparison. Anybody understand what I'm saying? You see, the key here is the thing that enabled Paul to be successful because he kept the right priorities. His top priority was to know Jesus. In fact, in one place he said, all I want to do is know Jesus. Now, this allowed him then to keep his focus on the proper priority. It didn't mean that he couldn't have other priorities. But if we're not careful, we allow our other priorities to overshadow the main priority that we need to have, and that's God first. How many understand where I'm coming from? Look at what he said in Philippians 3, 13 and 14, the New Living Translation. No, dear brothers and sisters, I've not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past, looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. In order to focus on the top priority, he said that there's some things that he had to do. Forgetting the past. Now, if you study, the Apostle Paul had quite a bit to forget. He killed Christians. In fact, if you will study, you will find out he was the one that was there holding the coats for the people to stone Stephen. And then he said, here, he had to forget what he had achieved. He was to become the greatest missionary that the world has ever known. He had the first mega church in Ephesus. And then he had to forget what others had done to him. He had been left for dead. He had been stoned. He had been beaten. Hello. But he said, I forget all of that. And I reach on to the top priority in my life. You know, one man one day was asked about a wrong that somebody had done to him. And he thought for a moment, and finally he replied, I distinctly remember forgetting about that. You can't move forward if you don't recognize and forget what happened in the past. Remembering the past will cause you to lose focus on the top priority. Remembering the past will hinder you from stepping into what God has for you. You know, what has the past got to do with anything for tomorrow? What has happened in 2018 is finished. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, wrong, whatever, there's nothing that can be done about it. But there is plenty that can be done about 2019, because we still have, this is the 6th, so we still have 359 days left to do something about 2019. And the first thing you need to do on today, what is today? Sunday, January the 6th, right? The first thing you need to do on the first Sunday of this year is say, all right, God, you are top priority. Nothing else will take your place. Now, let me tell you what. When you start moving like that with God, they're going to be coming all kinds of things that are going to come into play that will get you off course, get you off of your priority. I mean, hey, job promotions, all kinds of things. But you need to consider, what is this going to do and how is this going to affect me in my relationship with keeping God as top priority? Come on now. You see, Paul made a conscious effort to forget the past, and that freed him to move toward his success and destiny in life. Remember that life is a whole lot better when you have the right priorities. You know, there's a fella in the Word of God by the name, in the Old Testament, by the name of David. You know, I think he had a successful life. But God was always one of his top priorities. In fact, God said that he was a man after his own heart. He was devoted to fulfilling God's plan. Let's look at him in the Psalms and look at what his top priority was. Psalms 5:3. Go for Psalms 5:3, and then we're going to run through the Psalms here. So get your fingers ready to do some walking through the pages. Psalms 5:3. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectingly. And now jump over there about 50 chapters to chapter 55, verse 17. I'm reading out of the New Living. today. Morning, noon, and night, I cry out in my distress, and the Lord hears my voice. 59:16. But as for me, I will sing about your power. Each morning I will sing with joy about your unfailing love. For you've been my refuge, a place of safety when I'm in distress. Psalms 92:1. I'm watching the people on the front turn the pages. Once they get there, I go, all right. Psalms 92:1-2. It's good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It's good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening. Psalms 143:8. Now remember, I'm reading out of the New Living. Let me hear of your unfailing love each morning, for I am trusting you. Show me where to walk, for I give myself to you. Now turn back to Psalms 119, 147. I rise early before the sun is up. I cry out for help and put my hope in your words. David's priorities here is the first thing he did when he was got up in the morning time was to go to God. Now, I know that people groan when they talk about getting up early, but early is relative, meaning that for different people, it's different. Early is for one is not early for another one. You know, when people get up, sometimes it's dictated by their schedule. Excuse me. Some people get up early because they have to. Others get up later because they work later. Now, let me say this. The message in these verses is no matter when you get up, seeking God in His Word is the first thing you need to do. That's making him top priority. Before anything happens, you're talking to God about your day. Then when the problems and the crisis do come, you're prepared for, you've already talked to God. David didn't wait until the crisis. See, too many people, they have a prayer life, and it's called crisis prayer life. Only time they pray is when there's a crisis. Come on now. Some of you know some people like that. See, David was proactive. He prayed for help each day before anything ever happened. Hallelujah. Another thing we see here is that he sought the Lord even when he wasn't in distress. He made the Lord his delight rather than material things. Now, I realize we all need material things, and there's nothing wrong with having material things. God says so in His Word. But it is wrong if we make the material things our top priority. See, 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God. He's already been, the scriptures preceding that, he was talking about all of those natural material things that you need. And I want you to notice, he said, if you make God the top priority, these things will be added. He didn't even say you had to pray and believe for them. He said, these will be added. Isn't that what he said? There's nothing wrong with praying and believing for things. That's all right. There's no problem. But if you put God as a top priority, you're not going to have to be doing that because he's going to let them happen to you because you're putting him in the top place. David revealed the secret of an abundant, successful life in Psalms 37:4, New Living Translation. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. I want to paraphrase that, my Hagen translation. Put the Lord top priority, and he'll give you whatever you need. Other translations to that verse says, enjoy the Lord. Take pleasure in the Lord. As you do this, and you make him the top priority, then you will find yourself in a better relationship with God. The more time you spend with somebody, the closer you are to them. Is that not correct? The more you know about them. So, the more time you spend with God and making him your top priority, the greater your relationship with God. See, I'm talking about spending time with God because you want to, not because you have to. See, that's making him top priority. He's not top priority because you spend time with God. I know I got to do this, so I got to go read the word. I got to pray. That God's not top priority there. You know, hey, I'm just walking through our lives. Hey, preachers have to do the same thing you guys do. We have to, if we're not careful, we can lose our priorities. We can get so involved, pastors can get so involved in helping people and in being involved in their lives and getting message for them that all of a sudden they become, their well dries up. See, I have to make God the top priority for my life before I can ever help him to be the top priority in your life. And you have to do the same thing. If you have to make God the top priority in your life before you can make God the top priority in your family, in those around you. Let me understand where I'm coming from today. Am I getting through to anybody today? See, I'm talking about being glad to spend time with God. If he's a top priority, you're glad to go spend time with him. It's not, oh, I got to read the word. It's, I get to read the word. It's not, I got to go pray. I get to pray. Come on. I'm talking about being happy to enjoy God's word. You know, for some people, prayer is a drudgery. Prayer should not be, because that's communicating with God. You talking to God. Remember, life is better when you have the right priorities. You know, Proverbs 4:20 says, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart. For they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Like I said, I'm reading the New Living Translation this morning. How many of you have said to your children or grandchildren, or you've had it said to you yourself by your parents, pay attention to what I'm saying. See? Listen to me. Anybody ever heard that? Listen to me today. When that happens, what are we trying to do with our kids or grandkids? We're trying to help them. See, he's saying here, don't let thee listen carefully to his words. Let them penetrate deep into your heart. Because those words bring life to those who find it and healing to their whole body. Now, when you pay attention to something, it means you forget about everything else. To pay attention is to make it a priority. You might say it like this. Paying attention means forgetting about other things while you pay attention to what is being said to you. See, if you really delight in God's word, he will work for you on your behalf in everything else. Look at Romans 8:32 in the New Living Translation. Since he did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, won't he also give us everything else? That's just what I said. When we truly delight in God and his word, he will work on our behalf and everything else. And that's what it says right here. You know, I can't do everything. You can't do everything. It goes back to my dad, like I said, he said there are too many ministers trying to be a jack of all trades and they're a master of none. You can't do everything. Decide what's important. And then prioritize your life so that it will keep you going when others don't think you can do it. They've given up on you. I want to read a few stories to you here of people that kept the right priorities and it enables them to persevere and succeed in life when others said they couldn't. Johnny Fulton was run over by a car at age 3, suffered crushed hips, broken ribs, fractured skull, compound fractures of his legs. It did not even look like he would live, but he wouldn't give up. In fact, he began to run, and he ran the half mile in less than 2 minutes. Walt Davis was totally paralyzed by polio when he was 9 years old, but he did not give up. He became the Olympic high jump champion in 1952 for the U.S. You can look it up. It's there. Shelley Mann was paralyzed by polio when she was 5 years old, but she wouldn't give up. She eventually claimed 8 different swimming records for the U.S. and won a gold medal at the 1956 Olympics in Melbourne, Australia. Lou Gehrig was such a clumsy ball player that the boys in his neighborhood would not let him play on their team. But he was committed. Eventually, he went on to, as you know, most of you know, play in the major leagues, and he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Woodrow Wilson could not read until he was 10 years old, but he was a committed person, and he became the 28th president of the United States. You see, these people achieved in life because they had set priorities. Their priority was that nothing was going to stop them. They couldn't do everything, but they could do something, and they maintained that priority. You can't do everything, but remember, maintain the top priority in your life, and that's making God the top priority. And remember, life is better when you have the right priorities. With the right priorities, you can overcome everything. I read you the stories of how these people overcame insurmountable obstacles. If you will put God as your top priority, he will help you overcome obstacles that everybody else says can't happen. You know, I can name you myself and some other ministers that you'd know that I went to Bible school with. Some of them you know, some of you. I mean, we were just 18 and 19 year old kids having a good time in Bible school. Nobody ever thought we'd do what we do. In fact, several of us met together one time several years ago, and they said, man, who would ever think that we would be where we are today? The ones that they thought would didn't. The ones that they didn't think would did. Why? We were just having fun, but we still have God as the top priority, and we went on to make a success. You can make a success out of your life in 2019. I don't care what kind of mess it was last year or the year before that. You can make a success out of your life in 2019. If you'll set the right priorities and go after it with God, God will bring you through, and you'll be more than you ever thought you could be. If you'll take God and let him do what for you, what he wants to do. Decide to make God your number one priority. Decide to read the Word of God through this year. Decide to pray every morning before you do anything else. Decide to make priority of living a godly lifestyle. Even when everybody else says, oh, come on, it's okay, we can do this. No, choose the right priorities and let God help you achieve the success that he wants you to have. Heavenly Father, I talked to these people for a few moments today about right priorities. Father, help us all to look at our lives and to analyze them and analyze our priorities and help us to move forward in this next year and be everything that you want us to be and be successful. With heads bowed and eyes closed for just a moment, if you're in this place today and you haven't ever accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you haven't prioritized him as to being number one in your life, or if you've been there and know what it is, but you know that you need to rededicate your life to God, I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you so your life will change forever. Let me see your hand anywhere in the room right now. Anybody need Christ? Anybody need to rededicate your life to God? There's a hand over here. Thank you. Are the others upstairs, downstairs, anywhere? You realize that you need to reevaluate and make sure that God is the priority in your life and accept Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, or to rededicate yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody stand, please. I know we had one hand, maybe two. There are probably others. I'm going to go right down front. And if you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want you to come down to the front right now. I want to pray with you like I said I would. So come on right now. Come on right now. Come on right now. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on. Come on right here. Bless you, man. Stand right here. Praise God. Bless you. Bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Come on now. Come on now. It's time to change. Change your life. Get the right priorities going in your life. Come on. I'm waiting on you. There's some more people need to come. Don't let Jesus Christ. The devil talk you out of it. Come on now. Be bold like these people. I'm waiting. Anybody else coming? Come on now. Upstairs. They'll help you get down these stairs. Come on. The precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, you guys. Oh, here comes somebody else right now. Come on. Come on. I got too fast. Hallelujah. God bless you. Anybody else want to come? I'm looking. Hey, guys. Listen. Your life's going to change after today. I'm going to pray with you here. Then I'm going to ask you to go to a special place you can be prayed with individually and in depth. And get some books and some literature. And that place where you're going, it's called a prayer room right now. But on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, it becomes a classroom called Turning Point. What's that mean? Just a place to get your life turned on to God or back on to God. Okay, and I'd like to see you there next Sunday morning. God bless you. Praise God. Would you do me a favor and just raise one hand like that? And you're saying, with that hand, what are you saying? I'm reaching up to get what I come from because it comes from God. Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you that every spiritual need in these lives will be met today. Salvation, rededication, and no-so experience with you. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands down for just a moment. You see Brother Greg over there? He's going to lead you to that place of prayer. There's other people waiting there to pray with you. Would you just turn and go there right now? Just turn and go there right now. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank God, thank God, thank God. That's what it's all about right there.